Newly elected Congressman Clay Fuller and Senator Mike Collins will be making campaign stops in Northwest Georgia today. They'll begin in Ringgold with a visit to Farm to Fork at 8 a.m. That's followed by a stop in Lafayette at Jenkins Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram at 9:45. The visits come as early voting continues this week ahead of the May 19th primary election. Newly elected State Senator Lanny Thomas has been appointed to several key Georgia Senate committees, giving Northwest Georgia a voice on issues like education, transportation, and natural resources. Thomas will serve on multiple committees, including banking, higher education, natural resources, and transportation. Thomas says he's honored by the appointments and looks forward to representing the needs of his district. A retired educator, Thomas says education remains a top priority. He represents the 53rd District, which includes Walker County. The city of Lafayette is now hiring patrol officers as the police department continues to expand. Officials say they're looking for motivated candidates interested in a career in law enforcement. Starting pay ranges from just over $50,000 to $56,000 a year. That's along with a full benefits package. Officers receive a take-home vehicle, paid retirement, holiday and vacation time, and work 12-hour shifts. The department also includes incentives for advanced training, certifications, and prior experience. Multiple career paths are available, including investigations, school resource officers, and special response teams. If you want to apply, visit the city website. That's mycityoflafayettega.org. We've got more news right after this. The Somerville community is mourning the loss of former police chief Stan Mosley. Mosley served the city for more than two decades, retiring after 24 years as chief. He's remembered for his dedication to public service and his strong leadership within the department. Colleagues say Mosley led with integrity and a deep commitment to serving others, helping guide the department through years of growth while building lasting relationships across the community. In a social media post, city leaders extended condolences to his family, friends, and former co-workers. We've got details on all of these stories on our website. Check them out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.